Thank you for holding. Is this Torin?
Yes, this is him.
Hi. Is it Torin or Terry?
Both of us. We're on speakerphone.
Oh, hi, guys. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash for the state of Virginia. How you guys doing this morning?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been pretty busy. These guys, they got me running around like a chicken with his head cut off in here. it's a good problem to have, though. I know you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She said you were asking a more technical question where she wanted me to jump into the Google Analytics system and look up some data. What kind of questions did you guys have about the placement on Google?
Well, I'm just trying to weigh the cost of putting it on there and then overshooting my what I have for people in order to, you know what I mean, in order to get to projects. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to figure out what your kind of hit rate is, or how many people actually search per month into our sector.
Yeah. So just for a painting contractor?
Correct.
Okay. And then I'll pull data.
In this area.
Yeah, I'll pull a 50-mile radius around Virginia Beach. Okay. So just in the last 30 days, there's been 1,812 searches for a painting contractor in a 50-mile radius of Virginia Beach. So that doesn't mean that you're going to get 1,812 phone calls.
Oh, I understand that.
Yeah, it's just the searches that they've done. So that's how many times somebody's looked up that keyword or phrase.
That can be spiked. Somebody's looking to see if they would want to do it or not. Yeah, I understand all that.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, sometimes people will search 3-4 times over before they pull the trigger. But the good thing about Google Places is we did a study and we actually found that 90% of searches start and stop right here. So people aren't usually going to even the bottom of the first page, let alone page 2 or page 3. They're almost always picking a top recommended guy on the first page. So by putting you there, I mean, we're basically putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are at least going to look or consider at some point in their search to find a painting contractor. And that's why those lead generation companies like Angie's and Home Advisor, they use Google to get a lot of the leads that they sell, right? But
yeah, I know. We've talked to Angie's, and I was on at one point Home Advisor, and I really got a sour taste because they charged me for a lot of shit that they
didn't
never
turn into business. Yeah.
Yeah. They promised a lot of things, and what they promised was kind of lied to my face, and I lost a lot of faith in them.
Right, right. And that's why the Federal Trade Commission's on the verge of shutting them down any day now. We've actually been around a lot longer than Home Advisor. We've been around since 2004. But the difference in what we do as a Google partner is we list businesses independently. So we're not putting you on our site and then putting ourselves on Google and then selling you the leads from it, right? They see Home Advisor 10 Best Painters and then they click on that and then you're in there. But they can't actually call you from that. They have to call the Home Advisor phone number and get turned into a lead, and then they sell that to like 5 or 6 of you. So with us, it's not like that. They actually have your number. We promote your business name. They don't see us up there. They don't see Local Splash. They see your company, your phone number, and they call you directly to speak with you. So we don't charge on a per lead or click or call basis. You're just paying for that placement like a digital billboard.
Yeah, just kind of like the Yellow Page ad.
Kind of. The Yellow Pages was in alphabetical order. This, the alphabetical order just doesn't matter at all. It's just
it's the same concept though. They basically go straight to you. They're not, you know, you pay a monthly fee and if they do call you, it's directly to you.
Right. Right. And so if you look at the painting companies that are there now, I don't know if you've seen that painting by Michael Painter.
I know who Michael is.
Mm-hmm. And then there's also Got It Covered Painting Contractor. So there's only three spots that show when you look up a painting contractor in Virginia Beach. We only have one available within our company as a Google partner. So we're actively looking to fill it. Once we fill it, we close out the category. We can't work with anybody else in the area that provides those services. And we don't choose who qualifies. Google does. So you guys have to qualify for the placement. You have to get a certain quality score is what they call it. And then they send that to us and they put it into our dialers. So you end up speaking with my reps, kind of like Tara. And then basically they go out there and try to fill it.
So how do you qualify?
It could be length of time in business, any and all reviews that you had, any online background screenings that you guys might have endured during your length of time in business, being in the industry that they're looking for, and being in the geographic area that they're looking to fill the spot as well.
Gotcha.
So they have to be able to confirm all that information, which means you've had to have put it on the internet at some point in order for them to even consider.
I gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kind of you did it, you know, putting yourself out there and not getting a bunch of bad reviews. You know, that's the main thing. But yeah, I mean, with the placement, she was requesting a discount on the pricing structure. Usually they don't want us to discount a pricing structure on a campaign of this magnitude. It's a pretty broad service area you're covering, and it's a high volume area. But if you went onto our website for Virginia, you'll see that the packages, our platinum package, it's $599 per month. If this is something that you guys are genuinely interested in giving a shot on a month-to-month basis, I can reduce that cost by 50%. So I could get it down to $299, which equates to about $10 a day on a month-to-month basis. And I'm sure if you compare that to any other form of advertising under the sun, it'll blow it out of the water.
And you're talking to all of Virginia, though.
Well, we're talking about a 50-mile radius around Virginia Beach at that pricing structure. I mean, if you wanted to cover the state of Virginia, we could do that, but obviously the price is going to be significantly higher on a package like that.
Yeah.
Because we have to...
I got you. I thought you were talking all of Virginia.
No.
Stating it.
No, the 1,812 searches happened in the 50-mile radius around Virginia Beach. So I think there's more than enough volume there to keep your head spinning with work. I mean, even painting by Michael, I mean, this guy's got excessive amount of leads. He could even subcontract to guys if he needs to.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't trust in subcontracting. That just leads into bad PR.
Yeah, it can, but we also have reputation management, so that's probably why he keeps that high rating, you know. He's got 4.9 star with 155 reviews. You know, we have reputation management, so if somebody does write something negative on your Google listing, they have to be logged into their email in order to do that, in order to write it, so it's traceable. We can actually go back and resolve those issues and find out what went wrong, or what we could do to make it right. And, you know, we usually get in there and do that because it's in our best interest to have you guys as close to a 5-star as possible, so that way the customers keep coming in. The only way we're going to get you to come back each month is if you're making money, you know.
Yeah.
So sometimes that.
I've got like
two
things on, what is it? God, I'm trying to think of what it is now. The people that kind of monitor, if you have a bad result, they send bad reports to. I'm trying to think of the name of the company. It's a national company.
The Better Business Bureau?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got a triple A rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Nice. Yeah, the Better Business Bureau is a great accreditation. We don't have any concerns about you guys. They look into you before they put you on the qualified candidates list. So trust me, if there was bad stuff out there, we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Well, I have obviously, I like I said, I've grown this business by word of mouth, so everything that I've done, I've always satisfied my customers, and if they've ever had a problem, I've always gone back and resolved everything with them. So
yeah.
Should be absolutely nothing out there negative.
not that we could find at all. And that's a good thing. I mean, obviously this would be starting an online word of mouth chain. That's really all it is people are going to Google asking Google, hey, who's a reliable painting contractor in this area or one of the other services you offer, and we're putting you up there saying that you are and to contact you directly. So if you continue to do what you're doing, there's no way you're not going to be successful with this. I mean, unless you guys just don't pick up your phone and respond to clients when they're trying to get a hold of you.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. But there are other things that we provide too in that package. So that $299 pricing structure, you'd be getting Facebook ads to go along with the business Facebook page that you developed. So it would actually generate some leads, or basically increase the amount of leads you'd get from Facebook. We would also build a .com site for you. So we'd purchase the domain name, develop all the content, and provide the hosting for your site, and we have your site attached to your listing there. And then you also get our popular directory submissions to complete your online profile. So really with this type of package, you shouldn't need anything else as far as online marketing is concerned, because that's going to hit all the major directories like Yelp and Yellow Pages, just to name a few. I know you brought up Yellow Pages earlier, but they navigated completely to online. That book doesn't actually exist anymore. But you would get submitted there as a top option. And then you'd also be on the first page of Bing as a top option as well, since they actually use the Google's top recommended guys as their reference point when referring someone to the general public as well. So you're basically covering all your bases at about $10 a day. So it should save you money, but also generate a higher return on investment than doing a pay-per-lead system like a HomeAdvisor or an Angie's List.
And that's the platinum package is what you're talking about. Now, do you have any other price packages? I'm just trying to figure out whether, you know, this is something that might be new to me, and I don't know whether I want to jump in with both feet.
Right. That's why we're starting small. We don't want to jump in both feet with anybody either. You know, we start out small and we start out month to month and we evaluate you, because if things do hit the fan and you turn out to be a serial killer, not saying you are, but, you know, if things go bad, we like the flexibility of being able to part ways as well on our end. So we don't want to bind ourselves to somebody just because they're willing to pay for the advertisement. A lot of business owners are willing to pay for the advertisement, but if it's a really bad business owner or there's a lot of continued problems to where even our reputation management can't save them, you know, we don't want to continue to promote them to the general public. So we'll tell them, hey, you know, keep your money and we part ways. So I'm not taking the both foot approach either. You know, both feet would be, hey, let's cover the whole state of Virginia, you know, run this Platinum Premier package. Our Platinum Premier packages, they start at $1,050 with a 2-month commitment, and then every month after that, it goes down to $549.
Yeah, I don't have the manpower for that. That's the other thing that I got to kind of keep in consideration, how much manpower I got, what is it going to generate, those types of things. That's the reason why I'm asking these questions, to see where be a good fit for me and still give you the quality that you guys are looking for.
Right. Well, you have the ability to cherry pick the leads that call in. So the 50-mile radius should get you more than enough opportunity. And then obviously you cherry pick through what you do and don't want to take. And obviously our review monitoring will be in there to make sure nothing negative comes about. So, you know, we're going to make sure that, you know, if you do decide to leave us in the future, that you leave in a better position than we're finding you in. But we also want to start out small. We don't want to have you, like, inundated or have clients calling you that, you know, your phone's been dead for the last 3 days because you can't take it on anymore. We also lose people that way, too, actually. I have guys where they get booked out for, like, a whole year, and then they go, well, hey, John, I'm already booked for the next year. I don't know why I need to keep paying you $500 every month. Bye.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I understand that. That's kind of my dilemma, because last summer Just on my word of mouth and what I've created in the last 20 years, I was booked out for 2.5 months, and I was turning the work away constantly. And that's where I kind of get into the dilemma of, you know, is it worth it for me to pay this amount, or, you know what I mean? I got to weigh what's the cost to profitability and being able to actually execute that profitability.
Right, and I'm not going to knock you if you do that. That's understandable. We'll just go right back to the drawing board and have to go find another business to fill the spot. You know what I mean? And then it's theirs until they discontinue it or relocate. But that's the nature of the beast. A lot of times these guys do end up getting booked up.
Do you guys offer like a 25-mile radius?
I could shrink the radius. Yeah, I absolutely can. But 25 miles would still fall within our platinum bundle. Did you get the text message that I sent you?
No.
Let me check. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I got the text message. Should I click the link?
Yeah, if you click on that link. If you wanted to go like a 20-mile radius and remove the Facebook advertising, I can get the pricing down. If you're just aiming for something a bit cheaper.
Yeah, I'm just trying to look at something, you know, to dip my toes into the water and see how it works. And if it's something that I think would be profitable in the future, then we could discuss maybe expanding into the platinum.
Yeah, so there's a pro package also that I would be able to reduce by 50% as well. That one's advertised at $399. That still gives you the Google Business Profile, so you'll have that first page placement. It'll get on Google for your 15 keywords, and that one's a 20-mile radius. You get Bing Local. You get the directory submissions that we mentioned, so you'll still have the Yelp, the Yellow Pages, the Thumbtack, and the 60 directories there. You'll still have review monitoring, and you still have an optimized landing page, which is a .com website. You just won't have the Facebook ads or any of the Google ads to broaden the service area. But I can reduce that by 50%. So it'll be $199 out the door, and then I can put in a request to have the setup fee reduced to just a one-time. Actually, I can have the setup fee waived entirely, so you won't have to pay that $299 setup fee.
Okay, and what would be the monthly fee on that?
You said it was $199.
Yeah.
You say it was $199? Yeah.
Right,
$199. Okay.
So
per month.
Per month, on a month-to-month basis. With that one, because of the website, they will ask you to make a two-month verbal commitment. So it's not a written or binding contract, but they just say, hey, can you at least commit to 2 months of doing that? You know, last thing we want to do is put a bunch of man hours in the first 2 weeks of getting a really nice website up and running for you and see you guys leave, you know, kind of like.
Yeah, I gotcha, I gotcha. Yeah, that's not a problem, not a problem. Yeah, I don't have a problem in that. I mean, that sounds a little bit more of what it would fit to me just because of what work I have in right now and the manpower that I have is going to be, you know what I mean? I guess I'm trying to, I'm trying to expand the business because I'm going to be giving it over to my son. I'm going to be retiring probably in the next 8 years. So.
Oh, congrats. No, that's good.
I'm trying to grow this. I was going to just do it from word of mouth and just retire, but he decided he wanted to take over the business. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to grow it for him for when I retire. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to do all the stuff that I do.
Yeah, I mean, I think he would agree. You know, there's no better way to expand a company than to put yourself on Google in front of people who are already looking for a painting contractor in the first place, you know.
That's why I put him in charge of advertisement. he's a little more tech savvy than I am.
Yeah, it's like, how would I find a painter if I wasn't a painter? Well, the good thing is, too, I'll be the account lead for you guys. So, I mean, moving forward, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or if you do decide, hey, you know, we're doing really well, maybe we hire some guys and expand, we can always cross that bridge together. You could call me, and we can always expand the campaign, too. So just because you start out small doesn't mean that you're stuck small.
And how do we contact you?
I just texted you my direct number and extension. So it should say, hi, this is John. Let's get your business to the top of Google today. And I'll have the contact
me. Yeah,
yep. So that's our company line. There's a 24/7 customer service at that line if you hit extension 1. But if you hit 544, that'll call me directly. I'm here Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. But that's, oh, well, yeah, 7 to 4. So 7 to 4 p.m. I'm all, wait, did I get off at 5? But they rolled me back an hour. So I used to work 8 to 5. Now it's 7 to 4.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. I just wanted to reference a contact just in case I had any, questions and stuff.
We walk you through it. We walk you through it to make sure it's working. You know, that's the whole point of the Google partnership is they want to have a Google certified technician on every account, making sure that it's working properly for that business owner. So that way Google can retain you as a customer.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't see a problem in probably doing the pro, and you said that's a 20-mile radius is what you were saying on that?
Correct. It's a 20-mile radius and a 2-month verbal commitment.
Okay.
Okay. So what I have to do is create a Google business profile. So this is what the customers are going to see on the first page of the search results. You can actually only have one phone number listed there as a primary line of contact for the company. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
No. This is my phone number. We'd like to use 757-679-9909.
Okay. 757-679-9909?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And who's going to be the primary on the account? Is it going to be under Torin or Terry?
What do you mean primary?
So this is like if I'm contacting you guys, who's going to be the point of contact if we're going to make a change to the site or the person that's actually going to be on the billing information of the profile?
The billing information would be to me,
Terry.
Okay. Terry, okay.
I'm the owner of the company.
Okay. And then Torin will take over later.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct. We're into the phase of I'm training him right now on doing estimates and other stuff and teaching him about the business.
Okay. So I'll have his name on the profile. That way, if we do get a call in, he's still able to make changes and updates to the profile. He just won't have access to, like, the billing section. Anything that has to do with starting and stopping the account is going to have to go through Terry, just because it's under your name.
Yeah, that works good because, like I said, I'm putting him in charge of marketing in the marketing.
Okay.
So he'll be in charge of kind of the office and the marketing end of
it. Yeah, share his number with me if he has any questions, comments, concerns. You know, it's always a learning opportunity. I always say our educated clients are usually the happiest ones because they know what they're spending their money on. So definitely share that with him.
Yeah, his number is the one that you're talking on right now.
Okay, perfect. I have him saved in the cell phone category, and then I have the 679 as the business line. So nobody's going to get the phone number that we're on right now. It would just be us contacting you on that line. The other one is just going to be advertised with the business on the first page of Google. So that'll be strictly your clients calling in.
Okay.
Okay. And then what's your last name, Terry?
Gatina. Last name is spelled G-A-T-E-N-A.
N is in Nancy, eh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Gatina. I like that.
A is an apple.
Gotcha. G-A-T-E-N-A.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then what's your business email address where I can send you the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing so that way you have on file you're getting that pro package for $199?
It's abrushabove@terry.com.
It has to have an ad. I'm pretty sure it's abrushabovebyterry@gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you, Torin. I was going to say, I'm like, there has to be an @gmail or Yahoo or one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, Okay, that came back as a valid Gmail account. So brushabovebyterry@gmail.com. Okay.
And yeah, then correct.
Google is going to send a PIN verification letter to you guys. This is something that you only have to do one time for as long as you own the business, unless you relocate to another area or change addresses. What's the business street address that I could send that to?
It's 3419 Virginia Beach Boulevard, Suite 195.
Suite 195. Okay. Let me make sure I update this suite. So 3419 Virginia Beach Boulevard, Suite 195, Virginia Beach, or Virginia 23452. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, so the PIN verification letter is a postcard-sized envelope. It's going to come to you guys in the mail. There'll be a little five-digit number on the back of it. You can't miss this envelope, by the way. It says Google on it, big colorful letters, and it'll also have your business name on there. But we do need the five-digit number on the back of that when it comes in. So you can either text that to me, you can call in with it, you can email it to me. Just try to get it in as soon as possible so that way we can verify your listing. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. You won't actually see yourself up there until we get that PIN, so don't waste any time on it, okay?
Okay, and what map are you talking about?
There's a map that appears if you just type in painting contractor or painting contractor Virginia Beach. There's always a map that shows up in the Google search results. Even if you just looked up pizza right now on Google, there's a map, and then there's going to be a little red dot kind of indicating where they are. Now, I don't actually have to display your address. If you don't want the address displayed, I can actually hide it for you so that way people don't show up at that address. I could also deactivate the turn-by-turn directions if you'd like, but we do have to send the postcard out.
It doesn't matter. That's fine.
It's to a mail depot.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's my business address. That's what I've used for 20 years.
Okay, perfect. And then
it's not a residential.
Yeah, I know. I kind of figured when you said that, I was like, oh, okay. So they show up, it doesn't matter. But they shouldn't be showing up anyway. I mean, you should be going to them. They should not be coming to you. So if they try to come to you, they're just wasting their own gas at that point. So is a Brush Above an LLC or incorporated by chance?
It's a S-Corp.
Okay. So we'll just leave it as a Brush Above. And then
yes, I'm incorporated.
Do you want it to say incorporated?
Yes.
Inc.
Okay.
Inc.
Oh, I like it. Actually, looks professional that way. A Brush Above Inc. Okay.
That's how I have it on the Facebook. So.
Oh, okay. Actually, let me Oh no, we're not going to do the Facebook advertising right now. I was going to say, let me pull that Facebook page up, but this is just a pro package, so we won't touch that. But later on in the future, if you guys want to incorporate Facebook ads, that's something that's part of our platinum bundle, and I was originally trying to put you on there.
Yeah. Now, do you have you said that you were going to create a website thing. Now, is that
Correct. There
a way to post pictures and things like that of jobs and have people
right out of my mouth
there and put comments?
Yeah, you're taking the words right out of my mouth. So the next question on the profile setup was if you guys had a logo established or any before and after photos of work that you've done in the past for the website.
I do have a logo. I have everything. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to send you a text. It's really easy. It's just photos@localsplash.com. It's an email address. And if you send the company logo and any photos that you like to use for the site in, I can have our graphic designer develop that for you and have those attached in the portfolio section of the website that we build. Now, the website is going to be attached to all the directories that we submit you to. It's going to be attached to your Google business profile, so they'll always be able to reference the site, as well as you can always, direct somebody there, and they can always click on it and scroll through that and see some examples. So we want to build a really nice portfolio for you. So that way, if they do go the extra length of clicking on the site after already seeing your reviews and everything, there's a bunch of pretty stuff in there where they're confident enough to call you up and hire you.
Is there a way that on that site, is there a way that we can build like a thing stating how we prep certain things that, you know, that are kind of obvious for certain things like interior, we patch everything up to like a dime size hole, anything above that is considered, you know, chargeable.
Yeah, of course. There's a services tab. So it's a four tab website. There's a services tab in that site where they'll be able to highlight that. So every client that we sign up will have a client interview, which I could actually schedule today if you guys are available between 4 and 5 o'clock. I have an opening there. But they interview you on the business. So, you know, you'll sit down with the technician and they'll ask you about the services you provide. They'll ask you, because they want to develop content for that site. So they'll ask a company slogan, things like that, and how you want the website managed. And then there's also a hosting fee that's included in your package. So it's not anything extra on top of the $199, but it's included as part of your site. So anytime you want to make changes to the site, you're able to do that, and it's not extra charge to you. It's just a phone call and make a revisions request to your site, and they can go ahead and add any additional photos or any additional services that you're now doing. We can also change out your keywords. So there's 15 of them, and they are interchangeable. If you ever say, hey, we started out with these keywords, but I want to put an emphasis on patchwork now and drywall, we can do that for you as well. So that way you're appearing in the top recommended section for the drywall stuff, right? So hopefully that kind of answers. Yeah, but it is something that we want to have it customized to your business. It's not a cookie cutter thing that we're making your business fit into, but more so we're going in there and tailoring it to exactly what you offer, and that way they're able to see that. So they will get that detailed section for each individual service, they'll also
ask. I'm just thinking down the road in an expansion, and if we start to expand and other stuff besides what we're currently doing.
Yeah, we'll be here to accommodate you. It'll make your life a lot easier rather than you having to jump on the computer trying to figure out how to implement all those things. We just pick your brain on it, and then we have the graphic designers go in there and publish it. So it's a lot quicker. Any revisions you make, we just ask you for a 24-hour window before you actually see them published and modified.
Gotcha.
So good question, though. But yes, to answer that. And then I did send over my direct contact information as well as that email address. So anytime you're ready for the photos. And then I just got to schedule your client interview and get your hours of operation. So how would you guys like your business hours displayed?
Business hours are 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay. And Saturday and Sunday, do you want it to be closed or by appointment only?
By appointment only. I do estimates on the weekend, but I usually you know what I mean.
Sunday closed.
Yeah, Sunday's always that's day of rest.
Good guys. No, that's good. You should. I like hearing when people say that because it lets me know that we're not in the Armageddon stages yet.
Yeah, well, if it keeps going the way it is, we might be there soon.
I know. That's why we get on our knees on Sunday and pray. I'm like, Jesus, help us, please. Okay, I know you need it down here. All right, so I have the business profile created. Now, the client interviews, they usually take about 30 minutes. It would be nice to have you both there. But we do ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. I do have availability today. I have a 1 to 2 o'clock available today if you guys want to circle back here in a couple hours. I also have that 4 to 5 o'clock that I mentioned earlier available as well. And then anything else would have to be scheduled out for tomorrow. Would either of those slots work for you?
Yeah, 1 to 2 is fine.
1 to 2? Okay. And I'll send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail. I'll also send a text. It's an automated text they send out about 1 hour prior just to confirm that it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, let me know. But we could always reschedule it, but I want to try to get it knocked out as soon as possible so that way we're not wasting any time on getting everything up and running.
Okay, do you know what they're going to need for the logo? Do they just need a photo or what?
So what he sent me is this email address right here. I'm going to send all the logo and all the pictures that I have on my phone from all the jobs we've been doing, and that's how they're going to load all the pictures onto the website.
Gotcha. Okay.
He sent me that so I can send all of our photos and logo and everything to him.
Well, that's the reason why you're an advertisement.
He's got it. Yeah, he's on top of it. He's definitely on top of it. Awesome. All right, so I sent over that invitation too, so you guys will get that to your Gmail here shortly. That one's mostly going to be general knowledge information, the client interview, so it's not like you got to get in front of a computer or you got to, you know, do a face-to-face interview, but it will be with a separate technician. So, you know, just be aware of that. They'll let you know, hi, I'm calling with Local Splash about your client interview with us, and they'll dot the I's, cross the T's on what I set up here, and then obviously dive into your keywords and service area and the website, etc. Okay.
So what are you going to need for a payment for me today?
Today, in order to secure the listing, it would be $199 out the door because I waived the setup fee and I reduced the cost by 50%. So that's actually the next thing. Again, taking the words right out of my mouth. So
I've dealt with enough people to know how things kind of progress.
Right. Like, okay, time for the money. All right. But in terms of securing that first month's payment, how did you guys want to do that?
I have a business card that
okay.
you can.
Is it a Visa,
it
MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's a Visa bank card.
Okay. Is it under your name or the business name or both?
It's under my name and the business name.
Okay. Let me just make sure I add a brush above ink in here. And then is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes, it is.
All right. Okay, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you.
4784.
4784?
Yep. 4200.
4200.
3712.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0726.
7 of 26. And then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
233.
233. Okay. And this is Torin that I have, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm going to walk you through a brief voice verification recording just as an added form of protection for you before we authorize any transaction with your company. This is going to outline the agreement, and we're going to send this to you in writing with the invoice receipt to your email, as well as we'll text it over to you guys. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say on this that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? Just say, hey, John, what is that? I could rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize a transaction with your company today, okay?
Gotcha.
All right. Okay, so you are on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
A Brush Above Ink.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Terry Gattina, President.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you guys agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. Very important, obviously. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you're currently using. It's just saying after today, if you're going to add something, we want you to let us know about it so that way we can make sure that you're not paying for a service you may already have through us or duplicating any of the listings that we've created. Also, don't want somebody like messing up your website or touching that when we're back there working on it. That'll just cause a lot of headache. We don't know what's going on.
Gotcha.
All right. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 2 months. So it's a 2-month verbal contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is May 10th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199. However, that's going to be for our pro package. And I have waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming. It says when the term is completed, your agreement automatically renews every month in the discounted amount of $199 on the 10th day. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time by contacting client support. It says to prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 business days before the next billing is due. Either way, there's no cancellation fee nor penalty should you decide to discontinue our services. We just want the 3-day notice so that way we could stop the billing cycle. Okay? And then it asks, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome email as well as a welcome text message. I'm actually going to hang on the line with you guys while the texts come through here. They're loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. So the email is going to also have your username and your password for you guys to log into an account dashboard and tracking system. So the good thing about this is every month we can actually log into your tracking system. You can actually log into it daily. It updates in real time. But we'll be able to log in there and actually see all the leads and the jobs that we brought to the table throughout the month. So that way you guys know it's profitable for you.
All right.
Yeah. It's a good tool. It's always good to know you're not just spending money, but you're making money too. And then it says on here. Sorry.
I like the track stuff.
Yeah, me too. I mean, if it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense. That's what they say, right? The old saying. And it does say on here, you will be assigned a dedicated account manager, which will be myself. You also have an account management team that's available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you have any questions or you want to make changes to your account, it says please contact our customer service department or your account manager.
Okay.
That's basically it. So that concludes the voice verification. Let me shut this off. And then you should have a text message in there. It'll say, I believe, Carrie, thank you for choosing Local Splash. I think it came through to the 2480 number.
Yep, I got it.
Okay, perfect. So there's a link in there. It'll say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file, and then it'll prompt you. It'll say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. So if you click on that, you'll find a full
outline. Link.
Huh?
Hit the link that I just got. Well, it says Local Splash, welcome. If you have any questions, please feel free to call us Monday to Friday. And then it says support@localsplash.com.
Oh, no, that's just the regular welcome text. So you'll get another one. It'll actually say, Terry, thank you for choosing Local Splash. I think sometimes, depending on the service provider you have, there's always an issue with the size of that text. So let me try to send it manually with just the link. Hold on 1 second here. I hate when this happens.
Another one.
Okay. That one will just say, please click here. That one won't have the whole intro. I just kind of shortened it.
Oh, is it the access your dashboard one?
No,
he just got an email he saw.
Oh. There might be. I think they actually do send it to the email as well. It's supposed to come through email and text, but there will be a section that'll say "click here" with a little tab to accept the subscription terms. That'll say "click here to accept the subscription terms."
I don't think I see it on that email.
No, those are the only two that have come in. You got Genesis Terminal. Local Flash.
Now that's the notification to say that you'll be able to make the, it's a Google appointment, your phone will go off.
Okay.
This is weird because usually that comes through first. It's an automation, so anytime a transaction is authorized, they send the written agreement, and you guys have to sign off on it.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything new.
Okay. And you guys are looking at the 2480 phone, right? 652-2480?
Yes, sir. Yeah, the last one I got was at 11:05. It just says, Local Splash, welcome. If you have any questions, please feel free to call us Monday through Friday, you know.
Yeah. No, that's not it.
That's the last one we got.
Let me try to resend it again. I know at some point you guys are going to get hit with all of these at once. It's all just going to drop through. You're going to have like five of them. But it's because this one has an embedded link, and I think that's why. The other ones are just regular text format. This one has an embedded link on it. But you did get the pricing page earlier, and you guys were able to pull that up, right?
Yeah, we were looking at that earlier.
Okay, and that's an embedded link, so that one, it should come through.
The different packages that you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're supposed to have it. I'm wondering if it's just because we're on the line that it's not pulling through. You guys still with me, right? Very quiet.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. So management's saying it could be, or there'll be an email with your invoice as well, so you should get it in an email form, and it'll have it in there as well. They say allow up to 5 minutes to receive the text message, and then if you don't have it, they'll revisit it at the top of the client interview between 1 and 2 o'clock. So I've notified the client interview technician. Oh, did you get it?
I don't think I got the text message, but you said on the one with his invoice, the email that he got.
Yep, and then it'll say, click here.
Please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yep, yeah, that's it, Torn.
Okay.
Yep, that's what we were looking for this whole time. So if you click on that, there's an outline of the agreement there in writing. So it'll actually have all the products and features. It'll have the discounted pricing structure. So it'll have the $199. It'll have the billing dates, and then it'll have the cancellation policy. At the bottom, there's a box. Just certify that you are an authorized user on the billing of the account. All the information that you provided is actually Terry's, not somebody pretending to be Dad, right? And then at the very bottom, it'll ask to type in or agree to the subscription terms, you type in his first and last name and hit confirm signature. Now, once you confirm that signature, it will take you to the tracking system page. The login credentials. What was that? I'm sorry?
One question. We were looking down on this. It says SMS communication. It has my number down there. Should we change that or should we leave that?
The way he kind of worded it was that you were the more tech-savvy one. And So the SMS communication is definitely something I would like to have on. If you want to opt out of it, we can opt out of it. But it's
so
definitely
is that
something
just between, like, me and you, or is
yeah,
it,
so
it, you
it's
know?
No, it's not from customers. That would be, hey, if I needed to get your guys' attention in regards to your account or if there was a change that you wanted made, it's just direct communication between us.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, it would more be like, hey, I noticed this was an issue, or, you guys had a bad review, please review this review, you know, and then we'll, you know, go in there and fix it as part of the reputation management. But if you're the younger one that's usually on your phone, I would imagine you'd get those texts a lot quicker, so I just kind of assumed.
Yeah.
In there.
Yeah, you're good. I actually checked my text. Yeah, I got you.
Okay. No offense, Terry. No offense. Yeah. And then,
I'm just happy I got him on a smartphone now.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I had to do a lot of that. My dad, he's getting up there. He's 62, but he's always had this flip phone, and he finally broke it. It took forever to break. This thing was like an industrial phone. I don't know where he got it, but it broke. And then
that's
I took him into the store. And all they have is smartphones now.
That's before they put in built-in obsolescence.
So that now all they had was smartphones. So he about lost it. But after like 30 minutes of realizing that they don't have a flip phone, I'm sure I could have ordered one off Amazon and get it put on the service, but I just convinced him to get the smartphone, so. He's still adjusting, though. He doesn't understand, like, the touch screen. My dad's old. He's old. He's an old guy.
Yeah.
He was an old guy even as a young guy. Like, growing up, my dad acted like a grandpa when he was in his 40s. But, yeah, so it's just different generation, you know. When he was growing up, they didn't have phones until he was already a man. They had pagers came out, and he already had beard.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember when you used to have to do the house phone and dial.
Yeah, I actually remember that too when I was a baby. Yeah, I was showing the age there. I'm 31, so even when I was really small, they had the house phone. I mean, man, they had the cell phones before I got into high school even, so it's
You're young. You got plenty of life ahead of you.
Yeah, I hope so. My son's one, actually. I just had my firstborn boy, so I'm taking notes from you. And I gotta start a.
Congrats.
Yeah, I gotta start thinking about what I'm gonna pass down to him. You guys got me thinking when you said that earlier. He just turned one on the 28th last month. So I like what you guys are doing over there.
Yeah, I tried to do my own thing for a little bit, but I didn't like mechanicking as much, so I decided to come back and do something that I knew.
Yeah, no, it's always best to be somewhere you understand what's going on, you know. If you ever get caught up in a situation where you don't know what's going on, it's almost always bad and setting you up to get taken advantage of, you know. You want to know the ins and outs. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always a positive. I get nervous already with the way things are going and having my son, he's the only one. I'm like, what am I going to do with schooling? All the crud that they're like feeding him and the school.
Yeah.
I went to public school, so I learned the old-fashioned way everything, but it's just like they got he, she's and she, he's and whatnot. And they're talking about sexual orientations in elementary school. I'm like, Jesus, if my son comes home asking me questions, I'm gonna lose it. I swear. I don't need my son at 5 years old asking me, Dad, what does gay mean? You know, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're a child. Go be a child. Yeah. But I'm looking forward to working with you guys. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no, you're good. So I hit the, typed his name in the bottom and I confirmed it and it brought me to like a login screen.
Yeah. So that's the username and password. I know the username, they're going to give you a temporary one, which will be your phone number. And then they'll give you a temporary, password as well. And you guys can change it to whatever you like. And then there's also going to be a YouTube video attached to that email when they send it over. So that'll be at the end of your client interview. But the YouTube video is about 6.5-7 minutes long and it shows you how to use the tracking system. So it's like you have your little teacher there. You can sit down, watch it, and it'll show you how to log in there. Monitor what's going on from that end. And then obviously if you need any help, you could always call in too.
Okay, so we'll get all that information in the next email after we finish interview.
Yeah, the client interview is scheduled between 1 and 2. And then right now I just want you guys to focus on the client interview. Then they'll give you the login information in that YouTube video, and then they'll also notify you like, hey, your PIN verification letter has been sent out. Does allow 3 to 5 days to receive your PIN, so should have it by Monday, maybe even Tuesday next week. Once that comes in, I do need the 5-digit number on the back of that, and then we can go ahead and go live with the account and put you guys in position to start making some money.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to working with you. As I mentioned earlier, if you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to give me a call. I'd love to check on you and make sure everything's going well as if you guys are ready to expand. I don't know if you hire somebody anytime soon. If that is something that comes to fruition, just call in and we can always talk about growing the campaign or doing a bigger program, okay?
Yeah. We're just into trying to set everything up to get ready to start expanding a little bit and
Well, let me get you all set up and comfortable in the local area first. You know, let me get your website going. Let me get the calls going locally, and then obviously if we want to expand in the future. But I know a lot of it's pretty self-explanatory. So sometimes after sign up, I don't hear back from guys for like 2 weeks. So that's what I'm saying. If anything pops up or you need help with anything in the setup, I know a lot of it's kind of self-explanatory, but don't hesitate to call in. I like to make sure everything's going smooth and we're not wasting any days.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely, if I find anything, I will be calling you.
All right. Well, I'll let you guys get back to your day. We're going to circle back with you here in about an hour and a half for that client interview. So enjoy that, and then we'll talk to you soon.
And they're just going to give me a call for that, correct?
Yeah, they're going to call. I have the call actually set in for the 2480 number. Is that okay?
Okay, that's fine. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, they'll call you directly there. It's scheduled between 1 and 2, so they might not call you at 1, like, right on the dot. We give them, like, 5 or 10 minutes. I have them doing keyword research, so they're basically going to pull up, like, which keyword in your guys' industry are getting the most traffic and phone calls. So that way we have some recommendations for you, and then obviously you have final say on what you guys are listed for and where.
All right. Well, sounds great.
All right. Looking forward to working with you guys. You have a great rest of your day, and then we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.